Matt Allen, the city manager. Matt, welcome in. Also, want to congratulate you to start off with your honors on the board service. Congratulations on that.
Well, thank you, Dalton. I appreciate it. I just announced this week the Kansas Health Foundation is recognizing my years of service on the Kansas Health Foundation board with $25,000 in grants that'll go to three organizations that are special to me. One of those will go towards scholarships for aspiring city manager types, be administered by the Kansas Association of City and County Management. Another one of those grants will go to the Western Kansas Community Foundation. Community foundations are important in the long-term local philanthropy of a region, and we've got a strong one here in Western Kansas Community Foundation, so it's nice to be able to provide them some funds to do with as they see fit and their board sees fit. And then also the last one is Finney County Child Care and Early Learning Network, and just an acknowledgement that right now availability of child care and early learning opportunities are in short supply in Garden City in Southwest Kansas, and you know, there's a grassroots not-for-profit effort to try to change that. And so to the extent that I could direct some funding that way, I wanted to do that. And so I'm really grateful to the Health Foundation for acknowledging my years of service in that way. It's one of the highlights and benefits of being able to serve on a board like that. And I also really am grateful to the City of Garden City Commissions over the last 9 years that have allowed me time away from work, allowed me the flexibility to take vacation and attend board meetings and attend work at the Kansas Health Foundation. They didn't have to do that. It does take a lot of time, and over the last 3 years as vice chair and then 2 years as chair, it's definitely taken a lot of time as well with two different executive director or CEO searches. So, I feel blessed and honored to have had the opportunity, and then again to have the ability to direct some grant funding. You had mentioned the city commission meeting. Yesterday, the board met in their second meeting in June, took up a few items. A couple of exciting ones are they moved on rural housing incentive district ordinances. That's a financing tool used for housing, and certainly no secret to your listeners. Housing is a big need in the community, and we got two more subdivisions approved by the City Commission to be eligible for Rural Housing Incentive District, and provided those survive a 30-day window where another taxing entity can object to the use of the tool, those subdivisions will move forward. Phase one of the Lost River Edition, which would be on the north end of town, is one of them, and then Hawkeye Development, which is an infill subdivision, actually just fills some in-town lots over on 9th Street have been undeveloped for some time and have a lot of infrastructure already in place. It doesn't have the road in place, and so that'll be one thing that these RHID funds take care of. So those were two exciting things. The commission also concluded their review of expenses in their review of a 2022 budget. And their review focused on the general fund departments, which would include things like fire, police, Lee Richardson Zoo, parks, some streets, in the general administrative, city manager's office, city commission, city clerk's budget, legal budget, and some of those things that are part of just the general overall administration of the city. So. The commission took up all those items yesterday in their business meeting, and that kind of wraps it up for the business meetings in June. We will, however, have a fifth Tuesday in June, and so on fifth Tuesdays, the commission has a town hall meeting, and so look for more information on that, 7 p.m. June 29th. The commission will host at 301 North 8th in their normal meeting chambers, an opportunity, kind of open mic night from a local government standpoint, folks get the opportunity to come in and ask the commission questions, give opinion on whatever's on their mind that's related to city government, and we hope people take advantage of that.
All right. Thank you, Matt, and thank you for talking about the city commission meetings.
Well, thank you, Dalton. I appreciate it.